How about the Democratic end of things? Joe Biden seems poised to be the Democratic nominee. What kind of year has he had politically? Well, again, he started 2023 coming off those good midterms for Democrats, and his approval rating, 46-50, wasn't that bad, but it's taken a hit this year. And as we start to close out the year, our final NBC poll had him at just 40% approval, 57% disapproval. How does this compare to past presidents entering their reelection year? Here you can see it. Here's the 40 that we have Biden at right now. These are all the final polls heading into the election year, reelection year that NBC conducted. You just see all the recent presidents. Look, Trump got beat in 2020. He was at 44 heading into his reelection year. Bush Sr. got beat in 92. He was at 52 and heading south rapidly there. But you see how that number compares. That's the lowest. That's the lowest in an NBC poll for an incumbent facing a reelection year.
The worst polling for any president in the last 30 years going into an election year. That, gang, coming not from Fox or Newsmax. That is coming from the ultra-leftists over at MSNBC. I mean, they are panicking. They're increasingly recognizing that if something drastic doesn't happen, number 45 is about to become number 47, and there's very little they can do about it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. A happy new year to all of you. 2024 promises to be absolutely epic. I am your patriot professor here to help you think better so you can feel better all the way throughout the year. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, as many of you know, the Grinches at Google completely demonetize our channel. So make sure to show some love to our sponsor. And that's the one and only Game Day Ready Pain Relief. You know how much UFC fighters love President Trump and how much he loves them. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a good friend of this channel and a fellow patriot is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. Now, we all know that as we age, your aches and pains are normal, but they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, Clint's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called Kano CB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how Kano CB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. The Biden presidency, to put it bluntly, is unraveling. There's a growing sense, most particularly among leftist liberals, that Biden's reelection chances grow dimmer and dimmer with each passing day. Take a look at the latest from CNN. Their latest poll shows that more than a third of the electorate, 36%, believes that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. More than one in three voters believe that Biden was illegitimately installed in the White House. Now, that kind of crisis of legitimacy is only being exacerbated by the crisis on the southern border, the continuously debilitating economic news and conditions, which is beginning to just completely unravel Biden's voting coalition. We talked about this yesterday. The first poll of the year came out from USA Today, Suffolk University. And the poll shows that Trump is now beating Biden with two of the Democrats' most important constituencies, young voters, the under 30 vote, and Latinos. So Trump is beating Biden by 3 among younger voters and by 5 among Latinos. So this is why, again, even the leftists over Politico are admitting that the polls just keep getting worse and worse for bumbling Biden. And now we're seeing this. This is President Trump with none other than the president of the Teamsters Union, Sean O'Brien. The Teamsters are the largest workers union in the nation. And the picture is very suggestive that the Teamsters know who's going to win this election. They know that Trump's an economic nationalist and populist. They know he wants to bring back manufacturing and industrial jobs that have been shipped overseas. They know their membership are solidly behind Trump. And this is a further sign that Biden's Democrat coalition is absolutely unraveling. Here's a panel on Fox News discussing precisely this.
Charlamagne Tha God made some major headlines 4 years ago. And now he's saying this about VP Harris. I've learned my lesson from doing that. Once they got in the White House, kind of disappeared. When I give people my word like, yo, man, I think we should be supporting Kamala Harris for vice president because she's going to hold it down. When we say those things and people don't see her holding it down, that causes issues. I take your pick. It could be the border. It could be immigration. Could be root causes.
Voting rights. I mean, I think that's what he's talking about, too.
Inflation, which has really hit real incomes everywhere. So I think sometimes I think celebrity endorsements can get overrated. But I think what's really interesting about his comments is he's talking about feedback he's getting from his audience. And it's obvious that a lot of people are, from what he's telling us, a lot of people are saying, why did you endorse them? And I think that tells you there are a lot of, his audience skews younger. So a lot of younger voters, we've seen that in the Fox poll, we've seen that in other places, are really soured on the president.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, the USA Today poll showed that Biden's support amongst blacks and Hispanics are way down. Right now, 63% support. In 2020, it was 87% support amongst black voters. Hispanic voters, 65% in 2020, today 34%. Karl Rove showed us yesterday just the margins that President Trump or whoever the Republican nominee will be would need in from blacks, Hispanics, and younger people in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all of those swing states that Bill is going to be watching and telling everybody about on election night. You only need a little bit. And if you're at the White House right now, you have to look at something. How do you turn it around? Because it's not like it was Greg Gutfeld saying that about Kamala Harris. It was Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
And no one's going to be calling him a sexist or a racist.
Now, if you don't know, Charlemagne the God is a key influencer who was instrumental in backing Biden and Harris back in 2020. He's recently come out and said that's not happening in 2024. And as that panel pointed out, that's because he's hearing from his audience that his audience wants nothing to do with Biden and Harris in 2024. And this is primarily a young black audience. Remember, Biden is going into this election, according to a recent New York Times piece. Biden is heading into this election with the lowest support among black and Hispanic Democrats ever seen since Walter Mondale in 1984. That's how bad things are. And again, as you heard Dana Perino rightly say there, a successful Republican presidential campaign does not need massive defections from the Democrats' various constituencies in order to win. The Republican only needs a little bit, single-digit defections. That's enough to basically bleed the Democrat candidate. And Trump is seeing massive defections among the various Democrat constituencies. I mean, keep in mind, just one mass defection, a mass defection for just one of these groups is enough to crush the Democrat. Back in 2016, Hillary Clinton lost the white working class vote so badly. The white working class, of course, historically always voted for the Democrat. She lost white working class voters to Trump so badly that even if she got Barack Obama's level of the black vote, she still would have lost. That's what can happen when a single voting constituency largely defects. And we're seeing it happening now, not just with the white working class. We're seeing it happen now with the non-white working class voters. Remember, note these margins. Obama won the non-white working class by a 70-point margin. Today, Biden is winning that group by a mere 10-point margin. That's a 60-point decline. You can't win with margins erased like that. But we're seeing the same pattern again and again and again with each and every Democrat voting constituency. Biden seeing a drop in support among young voters, a drop in support among Latinos, a drop in support among LGBTs and women and black and college grads. All across the board, Biden is losing votes. No, nowhere is he gaining. It's Trump who's gaining the votes all over the place, even among workers' unions, one of the most staunch Democrat constituencies out there. I mean, even a major BLM leader has officially endorsed Trump. Trump is gaining votes everywhere, whereas Biden is hemorrhaging votes. And if that pattern continues throughout 2024, November promises to be an utterly epic blowout. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, This channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.